The rate of suicide in Alaska's rural villages is skyrocketing. Latest figures indicate that the state's suicide rate is more than twice the national average, with a disturbing trend upward during the last part of the decade. Now a new state report pinpoints some underlying causes for the escalating rates. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Bethel Representative Bob Herron called for the legislative report. He says there's just too many suicides in the villages.
It hit home real hard to a lot of my constituents in this region.
Alaska Bureau of Vital Statistics data indicates the number of suicides in the state is up from a low of 103 in 2001 to a high of 167 in 2008. Herron says suicide affects an entire village.
Because obviously in a community of 500 or 1,000, generally you would at least know about the person, if not related.
Alaska's suicide rate is double that of the rest of the United States, with Alaska Native rates double or more that of Caucasians. State Department of Epidemiology data indicates Alaska had the highest incidence of suicide in the nation in 2007. Kate Burkhardt, executive director of the Alaska Statewide Suicide Prevention Council, is quoted in the report. Burkhardt says between 2000 and 2009, funding for state suicide prevention efforts totaled more than $7.8 million. That money was awarded to tribal entities, nonprofits, and communities around the state for programs. Burkhardt says funding levels remain consistent, but it is how those funds are distributed that has changed. The report indicates in 2003, a merger of state mental health and drug and alcohol divisions into the current Division of Behavioral Health caused a move to a new model of prevention programs and grants based on federal provisions focused on community programs. Community-based prevention requires more community planning and evaluation and intensive reporting, and small entities do not have the staff to manage or to compete for the grants. So in recent years, only regional Native corporations or large organizations and nonprofits have been able to secure grant funding for suicide prevention. Herron says state, federal, and regional health consortiums work well together, but up to a point.
It was clear to me, and it was clear to most everyone, is that for a community to become well and for their residents to become well, it really has to come at the local level. And so should the effort be broader and more intensive in individual communities? That's what I'm hearing, and I hope that somehow with all of us together, we can figure out how we can get it down even farther into the communities.
The Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration says one of the strongest preventative measures against suicide in Native culture is youth having the ability to discuss problems with family and friends and feeling connected to community. One such lifeline for troubled Alaskans is CareLine, the 24/7 state suicide prevention hotline. Kimberly Jones, CareLine director, says many callers suffer depression, and about 50% of the calls the service gets are from people assessed at risk of suicide.
We would like to increase our presence in rural Alaska, because oftentimes what we hear from our callers is that they need more resources. Somebody, for example, may be struggling with sobriety and trying real hard to stay sober and might need just to talk to somebody, and we're there for them.
Jones says calls are on the increase. The report indicates CareLine calls are up 55% during the first half of this year compared with last year.
I associate the increase in call volume to increased awareness.
CareLine gets funding from the State Department of Behavioral Health, United Way, and the Tanana Chiefs Conference. TCC pays the phone bill. Jones says state funding keeps them going, almost.
We're basic skeleton crew here. At any given time, we have one staff member available.
Herron says come January, he and other members of the House and Senate are committed to tackling the problem of better funding for suicide prevention.
Is there a delivery system that gets it to the front lines more than it is now? I think so.
Jones, too, says the system of funding needs a new look.
Ideally, I would like to see funding stabilized so that our program in particular didn't have to rely on grant funding that is subject to budget cuts every 3 years.
Statewide Suicide Council Director Burkhart said in the report that there are federal and foundational grants available for suicide prevention programs that are not being utilized. She says the main reason for not accessing the funds is lack of staffing at both state and tribal levels. I'm Ellen Lockyer.